Welcome, everybody, to Lore and Pore. We have got a super-duper special episode tonight because we've got our very first ever returning guest. That's right. This is Sean DeWeese, the absolute expert on mind flayers as well as everything in the Far Realm sphere, including Starspawn. So, Sean DeWeese, thank you so much for joining us yet again.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so we're doing that. Okay, cool. Sean, as you know, we have to start every episode off with, what are we drinking tonight, Sean?
I drank a little bit of moonshine. I drank White Claws.
Yeah,
I drank some Trulif. And I drank I also drank some lemon drops.
Yeah, it's been wild. Yeah, in myself, I have drank a lot of Dirty Diet Cokes, I think is what we would call them. And then I also drink a lot of lemon drops, like Sean has had. I will just say that it has been a wild night. This should be on par with the New Year's Eve episode of the very first Lore and Pore episode we ever recorded. And that is saying something, Sean.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, we're not talking about Mind Flayers tonight or Illithid's night. Tonight, we are talking about Starspawn. So, Sean, if you don't mind, just go ahead and take it away with just kind of a brief overview of what the Starspawn even are.
Oh, boy. Well, the Starspawn are just servants of the Elder Evils. They're from different universes. Shadow Realm, the Abyss. They're horrific. They're terrible. They're very, you know, Lovecraft, right?
Yeah, I've heard of Mr. Lovecraft.
They're very, very Lovecraftian. Super fucked up.
Spooky.
Spooky. Yeah.
So how long have, I almost said Lovecraft. So how long has Starspawn been around for?
Nobody knows.
Infinite, unmeasurable time.
That's right. That's right.
Where do they come from though? Like, do they just, so say we're in the material plane on Torel. Like, where do they come from though?
You know, I think they just come up from the ground, like a tree, but an evil tree.
So they're bad trees.
Oh yeah, they're bad trees. Bad seeds.
That's what I always say. Bad seeds got bad trees.
That's right. That's when everybody says bad seeds, that's what you're talking about.
So why are they bad? Like, what do they what's their deal? Like, what's their goal? What do they worship?
Bro. You know, they just like bad shit. They like to party and they get real fucked up. So then they just do bad stuff.
Like drugs?
Yeah.
Not alcohol though, surely.
Just fell weed. That's it.
Any alcohol?
No alcohol.
Oh, well that's good. At least they're somewhat responsible. Do they do like mean pranks?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they'll like come up behind you and pull your shorts down.
Oh, that's the worst kind of prank, because that involves,
they expose your balls. You could be at dinner and they'll just expose you.
Your balls?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know if I like these things, Sean.
They're evil.
What do they look like though? Like, if so I know, like, if I'm sitting down at Denny's eating a Grand Slam at 9:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I want to know what I'm looking for so I can protect my balls if someone's going to droop me.
So they'd be like a cloaked individual, but you probably won't see him coming up because you're pretty sneaky. But inside the cloak, it'd be just like worms. That's it.
So I think, okay, I think I would see that. I think I would notice that.
No, that's sneaky.
Yeah, but if I see a bunch of worms pulling out of somebody's cloak,
No, you just see like a black cloak if you see it. But like, inside, it's worms.
Okay, but is he gonna be like, or are they gonna be like at the fucking buffet, like trying to pull it off like they're regular Joe Schmo, and then droop me out of nowhere?
Yeah, you could be like at Ponderosa or something. Come up, and they try to get you.
That's what I'm saying. I'll see the worms. I'll see the worms
won't
falling
see
out of
because you'll be looking at your chicken wing.
I don't get chicken wings at Ponderosa, Sean. Everybody knows that.
Do you get a steak?
Yeah, I just eat six steaks. If I go to Ponderosa, I eat six steaks.
Yeah, but the steak isn't included in the buffet.
At the one in Amelia, it is.
No, it's not. You have to pay extra for the steak.
Well, I always pay $7.55. Isn't that the...
It's not there anymore. You're talking about $19.99.
Well, when it was there, it was, you know, that was only like 12 years ago, and I think I'm remembering it, right? I think I used to get steaks.
I think you're wrong, man. I think they charge extra for steak.
Okay, well, that's neither here nor there. So, if I see a little worm-looking guy coming at me at Ponderosa, I know he's about to pull my pants down, right?
That's right. Watch out for
Okay. Me. My next question was going to be where are they usually found. It sounds like Ponderosa. Surely it's not Ponderosa exclusive.
No, they just fuck with everybody. Anywhere. All the time.
Oh, so it's not like a specific place that they're more generally found than other places.
That's right.
Well, here, if they're in my Ponderosa, where do they usually come from?
From other dimensions.
Do you know which dimension?
Shadow Realm.
Jeez, you spooked me there. Don't scare me like that.
Sorry.
Well, what's their ultimate goal other than just pull my pants down? Surely they're not just coming here to pull down Adam DeWeese's pants.
You know, they're servants for the elder dudes, but I mean, I feel like they probably don't want to be.
They're servants for elders? Like senior citizens?
Yeah, well, not senior citizens. Old dudes. Elder evils, okay?
Okay. I mistook you. I thought you were talking about senior citizens, and you're talking about, like, Cthulhu and Atropel.
I mean...
And Murblog.
Yeah, elder evils, okay?
Let's just keep naming a couple other ones. There's Cthulhu, Atropel, Murblog. Who else is there? There's, I'll try to name as many as you do.
It's all you, buddy.
I mean, I just named three. I feel like it might be your turn to do one.
Chupacabras?
Chupacabras are definitely one. Lurgan?
Murloc?
Murloc? Oh, Murloc. Yeah, that's... I remember that one. Frankenstein. It's where Frankenstein is based off of. Who else is there? There's...
Frankenbeans.
Frankenbeans. Yeah, that's one. Was it... Larry... Larry... I can't remember the last name.
Lightning?
Larry. Larry Lightning. Yeah, Larry Lightning. He's the elder god that creates all lightning in the universe, yeah. Is there, like, anyone that's, like, the coolest? I mean, Larry Lightning, obviously, is pretty hard to beat.
I'm gonna say Larry.
Yeah, Larry Lightning's a pretty badass elder god.
He takes the cake.
How do Starspawn, obviously, they worship these different elder gods and elder beings, like Larry Lightning. Oh, excuse me, I just choked on nothing.
Ew.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. How do star spawn make more star spawn? Like, how do they reproduce?
Well, should we get into that? I don't know.
We can keep it. We can keep it TV 14.
I don't even know what that means.
We can keep it PG 13.
You know, like birds of the beats.
Oh, they just fuck.
That's not PG-14. What happened there? I could have said that.
I just jumped the gun. I'm sorry,
Sean. I could have said that.
I'll edit it out. I'll edit that one out. I'll edit it out. So, obviously, like, we keep referring to them as Star Spawn, right?
Well, that's right.
There's got to be some kind of, like, variants or, like, is there, like, different kinds of them? You mentioned the worms dude at the fucking Ponderosa buffet, but, like, are they all made out of worms or are there different kinds or what?
Yeah, there's a couple different kinds, I think. I know my eyes are crossed right now, so I can't read my notes. You told me to drink before this, and yeah, we got some different types. Let me put my glasses on. So, you got the John Cena Star Spawn.
The what was that? John Cena?
Yeah, it's one word. It's not the rest. So, John Cena. You gotta say it fast.
Okay.
Let me hear you say it back.
John Cena.
Faster.
John Cena. Faster. John Cena. John Cena.
John Cena.
John Cena. Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. What's that one look like? Or can you see it?
It's very, very muscular. No shirt. You can't see him sometimes. Sometimes it's straight up invisible. And when you can see him, he has whitey tighties on. They're the sneaky ones.
Is John Cena Star Spawn? You know the wrestler from WWE, right? No, he's not. He's cool.
He's cool. He's trying to be one, but he can't.
Why can't he?
Because he's a human.
Can humans be Star Spawn?
No.
I want to ask why not, but first, I think you mentioned there's another variation I really desperately want to hear.
What's the variation?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I forget.
You said you knew two of them, and then you said John Cena.
The other one's called Undertaker. That's the bad.
Yeah. Does he look like the Undertaker wrestler?
No.
Oh, no, not at all. What does it look like?
He actually embodies the Undertaker wrestler.
Oh, fuck.
But he
From
looks...
From the Netflix series?
Yeah, but he looks... What are you talking about, Netflix?
Dude, there's a Choose Your Own Adventure Netflix series called Survive the Undertaker. Well, you have to pick go left or right, and you have to bob and weave and juke the Undertaker.
Never heard of that. But, no. So he embodies the Undertaker. He thinks he's the Undertaker, but he looks like one of the My Little Ponies. But do you know how terrifying that is?
Very.
No, they're evil.
So they're not cool. Do they got any, like, hobbies other than... I mean, The John Cena one sounds kind of cool. Does he have any hobbies?
Wrestling.
What about the My Little Pony one? They just wrestling try to, also?
No, they try to kill everything and everybody.
So just murder. Yes. Murder is their hobby.
Yep.
That's cool. What do they eat, though?
Spinach.
Okay, I'm gonna try to hold it together and get through this interview because I've got a case of the giggles. It appears. What about fashion? I know obviously the John Cena one has jean shorts and no shirt. Does My Little Pony Undertaker one have any kind of fashion?
Well, you know they like rainbows.
They just wear like you know like multicolored kind of fashion. Yeah. Like, how do they buy clothes? Like. Do they understand, like, currency? Are they in, like, the U.S. currency, or do they use, like, gold and silver?
All they care about are shoes.
Oh, so they trade in shoes?
Look, it's horseshoes. They don't wear...
Okay.
They don't wear any other clothes.
What was that?
They don't have any other clothes. Just horseshoes.
What about the John Cena with the jean shorts?
Well, if he takes his jean shorts off, he just wears his whitey tighties. That's it.
And horseshoes?
John Cena wears sneakers.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If I Google John Cena right now, is he gonna wear sneakers or horseshoes?
He's gotta be sneaky because sometimes you can't see him.
So he's gonna wear sneakers or he's wear
sneakers. Imagine if he had horseshoes on. You'd hear every
footstep. Clomp, clomp.
It would not work.
All right, I gotta use my brain for once. Oh, God. Okay, Sean, what is there? Oh, God. Do you think you could take one in the fight, Sean? Like you yourself?
A John Cena?
any kind of star spawn. We'll start the John Cena. Do you think you could take a John Cena star spawn in a fight?
Probably not. There.
Okay, what about the Undertaker ones that look like My Little Ponies?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and then what about the worm guy at the Ponderosa?
I probably kill him, but they gross me out. So a little bit of fear might get in me, and then I probably get shit on.
This is how I always like to end these things.
We're ending it!
Talk some more about it. Do you got some more about it? Because I got.
Hey, you're the interviewer. You're supposed to ask me.
Okay, I do have one more. I was going to ask, and I missed this one. I glossed over it because my eyes are. I've seen double now. What's their, goal? Like, what do they fucking want?
World domination.
What?
World domination.
That would be bad for us.
Isn't that every person's goal?
Well, not mine. I just want to be able to afford video games and food, and then I'll be happy.
Besides normal people. You know, but think about every politician. What's their goal?
Well, yeah, politicians are buttholes.
Well, yeah. That's their goal. They're politicians.
Yeah, I mean, I've got in my questions what star spawn or what elder gods do they work for, and I've got that four different times though, and I think I've asked it maybe once or twice already tonight.
I didn't answer.
I don't know. Did you? I thought you. Yeah. What are some of the elder gods these dudes work for?
They work for Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Okay. I think I threw out a couple names. I think I threw out Cthulhu, so don't say Cthulhu. No, and I threw out a Tropple.
Jeff Bezos fired Cthulhu.
Oh, Jeff Bezos fired Cthulhu? How do you do that? But wasn't Cthulhu working on space travel?
He was, but Jeff Bezos has monopolies.
Oh, you know why it is, though? It's Cthulhu's bald, too. And there can't be two bald people in a room with Jeff Bezos.
That's very true.
You know what? You ever hey Sean, you ever think, why is Jeff Bezos bald? Can't you afford some hair?
Well, I mean, if Joe Rogan can afford it, then he can afford it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why can't these dudes afford hair, though?
I don't know. Well, I mean, look at Elon Musk. His hair looks great.
Yeah, he got hair.
He used to be bald as fuck.
Dude, when I used to fall asleep with my TV on, every night I'd wake up at 4 in the morning and it'd be people talking about, hey, you buy this product for $60, you get some hair.
I don't think this works.
Why don't they buy that product?
I think those are fake.
Okay, well, Sean, I do want to just end with, if you had to give somebody one piece of advice, if they're about to fight a star spawn in the wrestling ring, what would your one piece of... What's that one weakness?
I probably wouldn't do it because, Star Spawn could be Jeff Cena or John Cena.
or Jeff Cena. Who knows? That's John Cena's beefier brother.
Dude, you guys don't even know Jeff Cena, but he's bad news.
He's really good at NASCAR, I hear.
No, he's a wrestler, too. But he's on the black market.
The wrestling black market. But say they got a gun to their head, they have to. What would be your tip to survive the encounter?
Just do downward dog position. I know, child's pose.
Okay, child's pose.
Like a turtle.
Lure them into a soft... Okay, not a soft...
Just hum and do a child's pose. They'll leave you alone.
They'll get arrested if they don't.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, I can't mess with this guy. He's too cute.
Hey, Sean, do you want to talk about anything before we wrap up?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we're both too drunk to... give us a 5-star rating review if you haven't yet. Love you. Love you. Sean, say it. You gotta say it. Sean, say it. You gotta say it.
Love you.
Oh, shit.
Where's your sleeve going?
My sleeve?
Your sleeve's going up into your armpit.
Dude, I had two written down, but I don't remember.
You nailed it with the worms, dude. That's one of them. But there's like others, and I don't even know what they are. There's the brain looking dude.
Ah, so nice of you to stop by. Come in, come in. I'm Silas Lancaster, and this is my library. Within these tomes, you will find tales of monsters, both figurative and literal. Tales to make the strongest of us blanch in fear. Such stories are dangerous, and consumption must be strictly rationed. As such, I shall share but one story from my library each Thursday in October each year. Be sure to tune your wireless receiver to Storytime with Silas. Alternatively, subscribe on those podcast providers the youth seem so fond of.